Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to a special edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course William Mamo. What's up, Mac? How are you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Well, I'm doing good, man. You know, good to have you on the show and having everybody on the show as always.
Hey, glad to be on as usual.
All right, man. On today's show, you know, we're gonna talk about Batman, the rumor of Michael Keaton reprising the role of Batman in the upcoming films. We're going to get into that very shortly. We're also going to talk about what's going on in the world of sports. MLB looks like it's finally coming back. And also, what was I going to say? We're going to do WWE, talk about Undertaker calling it quits, and Backlash, you know, the result of Backlash that happened last week or so. You know, we'll recap it in the week that was WWE. And also preview AEW's Fight Fest that's going to be happening on the 1st and 8th of July. So that's this Wednesday. But, of course, most importantly, if you guys want to talk about any of these topics and more, please feel free to call in 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics or more. You know, we'd love to hear from you. But yeah, let's go into something different today. And basically, yeah, the big rumor going on in entertainment right now is Michael Keaton. You know, the famous actor from Beetlejuice, Mr. Mom, and of two Batman movies, Batman in 1989, and of course Batman Return, its critically acclaimed sequel as well.
The original Dark Knight.
Yep, exactly. The original Dark Knight. He's reportedly coming back. But this time for the DCU universe, you know, the DC Comics, expanded universe, like very similar to the MCU of Marvel. You know, now Batman, the original Batman in theaters, is going to reportedly make his debut in this upcoming Flashpoint. You know, Flash movie, and even bigger news, he might even reprise his role as, of course, Bruce Wayne in Batman Beyond, which, of course, was the spinoff of Batman the Animated Series, which of course was spun off from the 1989 Batman film, which of course, as you heard in the title of the episode, you know, they share the same theme song. So in case some of you, you know, some of you guys or ladies who are listening, who are too young to understand the magnitude of this, 1989, man. Before, let me put it to you through my perspective. I was a little kid. This was before I was a Knicks fan. This was before I was a Mets fan. This was before I was a sports fan. This was before I was a WWE fan. Before I was a fan of any of those stuff, I was a Batman fan. That this movie made me into a Batman fan. And then when that cartoon came out like in 92, it was like the same year as Returns. Man, that's what made me a Batman fan right there. I mean, that was like that, Ghostbusters and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Man, those were like the only thing I cared about back in those days, man. So I am ecstatic, man, to see, to me, the greatest portrayal of Batman in the history. Now, mind you, you know, growing up back in those days, I've seen the Adam West, you know, 1960s reruns on TV. Still like them. But, man, Michael Keaton's portrayal of Batman, that to me was the official Batman portrayal right there on film right there, or any medium, with the exception of the animated series, that it's on par with that to me. It paved the way for that. So I think it's huge. You know, as a matter of fact, both of the films, you know, their anniversaries just passed up. You know, this the 31st anniversary was on, let me see, what was it? It was literally just a few days ago. It was 1989. And then, of course, Batman Returns, that one came out in June 19, 1992. So both of their anniversaries just passed. But man, like I'm so pumped, man. Like, who would have thought in a million years that he would come back? You know, what's your thoughts, man?
Man, I remember kid, you know, of course the Adam West Batman was always on TV. They replayed that, and I remember on Channel 11 all the time. So I thought that, you know, that was the only Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only version of Batman.
Yep.
And then when Michael Keaton's Batman came out in 1989, I was like, wow, this is not the Batman that I know.
Yep.
This is like a darker, more violent. This was a version of Batman that appealed to me more than that goofy Adam West Batman.
Yep.
And yeah, and you know, after that movie came out, like, you know, I actually got some Batman comic books, learn more about, you know, more of the history of the Dark Knight. And yeah, you know, Batman and Superman became two of my favorite DC characters. Actually, they were all the only DC characters that I was really aware of at the time, right, when I was a kid, you know. But yeah, I mean, that Michael Keaton Batman movie was groundbreaking, you know. Because ever since then, you've never seen any goofy Batman like the Adam West version anymore, you know? Even though, if you go back to the comics back in the day, I mean, the Adam West Batman kind of fit the comics, you know, originally. You know, with the sound effects, poom, pow,
right,
wham.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
the Dark Knight version of Batman, I mean, that Tim Burton version of it, I mean, that's Batman to a T.
Oh yeah, man.
That's the Batman that kids have grown up with, you know, reading the comic books.
Hands down, man. He really brought it back to what it was all about, because you know, that's how I got the whole mythology of Batman. I mean, Batman's my, you know, my favorite comic book hero. I won't, you know, mince words, man. Like, that, those two movies and the animated series, that's what, you know, that's Batman, you know?
Yeah.
Point blank. You know, and, you know, it had, you know, basically start the whole, you know, mantra of Batman, you know, not using guns or killing villains, you know.
Yeah.
But if you go back to the original, Batman did do those stuff. But to you know, to the fans, you know, it's like non-canon because, you know, I mean, yeah, in the Batman, the Tim Burton movies, he did, I guess, kill some people, I guess, inadvertently, I guess, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like overtly like the Punisher. I mean, he was Punisher-esque, if you want to, you know, overanalyze, you know, the stuff that happened in the movie. But yeah, ideally, Batman to his core, he saves people, you know, he doesn't kill villains, you know, he brings them to justice, you know, he locks them up, and then they eventually break out and, you know, rinse and repeat.
Great.
But yeah, man, but that was the strength of, you know, Batman, you know, his rogue gallery, you know, Batman, I mean, not Batman, I should say Joker, Penguin, you know, Catwoman, Harley Quinn later on in the cartoons. But yeah, here's this quote about from Tim Burton, like why he cast Michael Keaton instead of like a, you know, Hollywood actor. Can you hear anything?
No.
Let me see. This thing is,
refresh the dashboard.
Yeah, let me.
Okay.
Let me do that. Technical difficulties, folks. You gotta love it. It's as excited as I am. Come on. Up with this thing.
Is it still loading? I could refresh it from my side. Or play from my side, I should say.
So I think it's kind of working out.
As a caricature of New York. I mean, when you look at New York, it has a very strong kind of 30s or 40s feel, even though you look at it today, it still has that feel. But then you get, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s influences, and really just throwing everything, just really make the mix of styles everything. And I like to do that anyway, keep everything a bit off balance.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust?
Well, you're actually given a lot more clues to the character of the Joker than you are to Batman.
A lot of people have said that it should be Batman and the Joker and that he sort of overwhelms the movie. But the fact is, it's a guy with white skin and green hair and dresses in purple, played by Jack Nicholson. I mean, it's not exactly subtle. I mean, you know, and the Batman character, on the other hand, is much more a character in the shadows. He's a repressed figure who wants to remain in the shadows. So I just wanted to treat it like that and not try to make them compete with each other. And just the Joker's flamboyant, Batman wants to remain in the shadows and just portray them as those characters.
I have given a name to my pain.
What are you?
I'm Batman. Get those wonderful toys.
I tried to make sure not to make it, keep it all on a real comic book level and keep it all on sort of a folk tale or like a Greek myth level rather than a very realistic, you know, vigilante kind of a. He's a very modern superhero character. It's a guy with problems. I mean, the guy has problems, and that's. He's a bit of a split personality, and that's the whole point of him. And that, you know, without being negative, we all have some degree of a split in our characters. His is just more extreme than most people's. I just was wanting to get away from the idea of the traditional 6'5" hulking square jawed guy, because I thought, you know, if a guy looks like that, why does he need to put on a bat suit? You know, I mean, and somebody like Michael, who is basically average height and an average looking guy, the idea of transforming him into Batman, you know, that was the point of the character to me. And Michael, you know, he's got such great eyes also that since a lot of it's behind a mask, it's very important.
Vicki Vale.
Hi. Bruce Wayne.
And what do you do for a living?
My life is really complex.
I wanted to treat it like you would structure a mystery story when she's looking at the at his history, you know, in the newspaper room. Very subtle, but you get the idea that she's now made the connection between the things. And rather than having a, oh my God, you know, he's Batman kind of a, you know, scenario, just to treat it more for real and for better or for worse, to leave things sometimes a bit more vague so that everything isn't 100% clearly spelled out. And, you know, there's always the danger that, you know, sometimes it will work, sometimes it won't work.
Hold on a second. I can't make it then either. I've got a very important meeting today. Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker.
Makes me want to watch that movie again.
Oh, yeah. And funny how you mentioned that, because, you know, in the season of this, you know, this news, and, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the Batman thing, you know, it came up with an idea. Let's do a quiz.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here's your choice. We can do a 10-question one, which is just Batman 1989, or we could combine the Batman and Batman Returns one for a 20-one. It's up to you.
Oh, yeah. You think you'll have time to do the 20?
I think we could do it. I haven't looked at the answers. I haven't looked at the questions. So
okay.
I haven't seen the movies in years. So let's just dive into it.
Okay.
Question number one. How many pounds does Vicki Vale tell Batman that she weighs?
Wow.
Is it A, 102, 10, 108, or 120?
Wow. Repeat the answers again.
102, 110, 108, 120.
Wow. 110, 120.
I have my guess, but
what was the first one? The
102.
First choice?
102.
Then the second one?
110.
Then the third one was 120, right?
108, 120.
Well, I mean, for a girl, it has to be the lightest one, so I would go, it's either going to be 110 or 108, since she's a female. I'll go 108.
I'm thinking it's 120 myself. Let me see what the answer is. The right answer? Like, oh,
it doesn't give you it?
I see. Wait. Where's the... Okay, let's see. Let's see what happens. Do they reveal it all the way up into the end? What the heck is going on here? Okay, I guess we'll find out when we get there, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, they don't give you the answer right then and there?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, then you gotta have to keep track of it then.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write it down.
All right, okay, you said one, what did you say?
I'll go 108.
You said 10, I say 120. You say 108. Okay, let's, 102. I mean, number two. What is the crime boss name that Joker kills in order to take over the business? Is it A, Carl Grissom, B, Alexander Knox, C, Jack Napier, or D, William Borg?
Wow. Wow. Wasn't Carl Grissom in the cartoon?
I don't know.
Carl Grissom, that sounds familiar. Carl Grissom, I've heard that name before.
That was my guess to be. That's my guess as well.
I'm gonna go with Carl Grissom. That name sounds familiar.
Maybe you think of Marquise Grissom, that former baseball player. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna take a lucky guess and say him.
Yeah, I'm thinking Carl Grissom too. All right, let's see. Question. See if it would have showed it right away. According to Bruce Wayne, why is Alfred so important to him? Is it A, Alfred was like a father and mother to Bruce? B, Bruce could not find his socks without Alfred? D, Alfred taught Bruce everything he knows? Or D, Bruce would have been an orphan without Alfred?
Wow. Repeat the choices again.
Okay. Alfred was like a father and mother to Bruce. Bruce couldn't find his socks without Alfred. Bruce, everything he knows. Bruce would have been an orphan without Alfred.
I say Alfred acted like a parent? Mother's father?
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking too.
I'll go with that one. Like as a mother and father to Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That's my answer.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Okay.
All right. Number four. Which actress was originally cast as Vicki Vale? Is it A, Sean Young, B, Michelle Pfeiffer, C, Annette Bening, or D, no one else? It was Kim Basinger the whole time.
Wow. Kim Basinger.
All right. My answer is Sean Young. The lady who played the robot from Blade Runner.
Okay. I'm gonna just say it was Kim Basinger the whole time. You keeping track of the answers, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's go to number five. What was the name of the country where Vicki Vale had been taking war pictures? Is it A, Vietnam, B, Corto Maltese, C, Costa Rica, or D, They Never Say?
What country? Wow, these questions, man.
Yeah, I don't know this answer. I don't know. I think I have an idea what I was going to say, but now I'm starting to think.
What was the countries again?
A, Vietnam, B, Corto Maltese, C, Costa Rica, or D, They Never Say.
And what was she doing? She was taking pictures?
Yeah, over there. War pictures over wherever the place she was at.
Wow, man. I don't even know this, man. Pictures. I would say they don't say.
All right.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I was gonna say Vietnam, but then I was like that it would fit around the time a little bit. I mean 80s. She could have been very young. It could have fit, but then I was like that would probably date the film. Probably said some fictional place. I don't know where Corto Maltese is, so I don't know if it's a real place or not. But I picked that choice anyway. Even though you're probably right. It probably is B because I don't remember them mentioning where it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you might get that one right.
Okay.
For sure. Number 6. What is the name of the chemical plant that Joker is tainting products out of? Tainting product? What is?
What products?
Chemical plant. Oh, okay. I get it now. There's a chemical plant where he's using the chemicals from the chemical plant to taint the products of stuff. He's using the chemicals from that place, basically.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, A, Acme Chemicals, B, Axis Chemicals, C, Gotham Chemicals, or D, Grissom Chemicals.
The fuck, man. Sorry. Acme Chemicals? That doesn't sound legit. What was the other ones?
There's Acme Chemicals, Axis Chemicals, Gotham Chemicals, or Grissom Chemicals.
Axis Chemicals. That sounds the most legit answer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the answer myself.
Grissom Chemicals. I don't think that's it. That wasn't even the crime.
Yeah. Box. Yeah. I mean, technically, it could have been that, you know, since maybe he owns it, but nah, I'm pretty sure. From memory, it is Access Chemicals.
Okay.
D7 is how long did the Joker give his goons to meet him at the top of the Gotham Bell Tower? Is it A, 5 minutes? B, he tells them to hurry up? C, 10 minutes? Or D, 10 seconds?
Wow. Yeah, man.
I'm thinking it's probably 5 minutes or hurry up. Those are the two things I'm thinking.
I'd say hurry up.
Maybe hurry up. Hurry up seems more of a Joker thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think Joker would say hurry up. He's not a very generous person. I don't think he'd give someone 5 minutes.
I don't think he's patient like that.
All right. Number 8. Who does Jack Napier tell to think about the future? Is it A, Bruce Wayne, B, Commissioner Gordon, C, Lieutenant Max Eckhart, or D, Carl Grissom? Our favorite character from this movie, apparently. Everything's about this dude. It should have been the Carl Grissom movie instead of Batman.
Wow.
Man. It's a tough choice. I think.
What were the choices again?
A, Bruce Wayne. B, Commissioner Gordon. C, Lieutenant Max Eckhart. Or D, Carl Grissom.
Yeah, why would he tell the lieutenant and the Commissioner Gordon about their future?
Yeah.
It's making sense. I'll go Grissom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thought too. Because originally I was thinking Bruce Wayne, but nah, it's not Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne was a kid, but I don't think he would tell him that. D is Grissom because he took over his territory, if my memory serves me right. So he'd be like, he's the future, basically. Like, he's kicking you out, basically.
Right.
That'd be my.
Okay.
Wait, isn't Carl Grissom Jack Palance, the old dude?
I don't even remember, man.
I'd have to check out. Let me see. That's D. All right. Let's see. All right. Oh, shoot. I forgot the name. All right, let me see. What was I going to say? All right, let's see. We're up to number 9. What does the Joker say is the secret ingredient? A, slime, B, Batsy, C, Brand X, or D, Smile X?
Wow. Smile X sounds like a reasonable answer. What was the other one? Slime. What else?
Okay. Slime, Batsy, Brand X, or Smile X?
Smile X sounds like the answer. I'm going to go with that.
All right. Say D, Smilex.
Yeah.
I think normally I would say Smilex, but I think that's too much. That's too much
too
of a layup.
Yeah.
Normally he would use a pun with smiling or joking or laughing. I think it's Brand X. So I'm gonna say C. If I'm wrong and it is Smilex, I'm going to be kicking myself because that should have been the more obvious answer.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen these Batman movies.
Yep. Okay, now 10. What zodiac sign does the Joker refer to himself as being? Is it A, Sagittarius, B, Pisces, C, Scorpio, or D, Gemini?
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't remember him saying this in the movie either.
Wow.
I think I have an idea what he said, though, but I have no idea.
What religion?
No, not religion. Well, it's a zodiac sign.
Oh, zodiac sign. Right, okay. I guess Pisces?
Okay.
I guess Pisces.
All right, that's
yes.
Okay, Pisces. All right, let us see. Let me just make sure.
What was your answer?
Mine is Scorpio.
Scorpio. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Okay, now, yeah, now I'm going to see what my answers are first, and then I'm going to punch in your answers to see what you got.
Oh, so they're revealing them now?
I'm going to submit the answers to see what I got.
Okay.
All right, let's see. So the answer is 108. So you were correct.
Oh, okay. Well, this is for Vicky Vale.
Yeah, Vicky Vale's weight. She's 108.
Okay.
All right. Okay, wait. Wait, let me think. Wait. Okay. Yes, you are right. The correct answer is 108. She said 108.
Okay.
All right. Question number two, we both got that right.
Okay.
It was Carl Grissom.
Okay.
All right, let's see. All right. Number three, we both were wrong. The answer is he couldn't find his socks without Alfred. All right. Number four was Sean Young. I do remember I thought I heard hearing something like that. So I got that one right.
Okay.
You got that one wrong. Let's see. Number five is Corto Martiz. I got that one right.
Oh, okay.
All right, you got that wrong. Six, I'm pretty sure it was Access Chemicals. Yep, it is Access Chemicals.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Number seven, looks like we got that one wrong. Let me just see. Yep, we were wrong. The answer was 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right, number eight was what? We were both wrong on that one, too. It was Lieutenant Max Eckert.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He must have been that corrupt. He must have been the corrupt cop that was there in the movie. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number. Oh, shoot, you were right. Number nine is Smilex.
Oh, okay.
And number 10, let us see. You were right with that one, too. It was Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it looked like you did pretty good. Let's see.
No, it sounds like I got 500, half and half.
Probably did. What did I get? Oh, I got... Wait. Wait. What the hell? Wait. Wait, they're giving me two different things. Okay. Let me look at yours. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 1, 2, 3. What? Oh, yeah, I got this wrong. Wait, they said I scored 4 out of 10. They said you scored 60. Oh, 60 points. Okay. I get it now. So I got 4 out of 10. Wow.
Okay.
How did I get six wrong?
Man, I haven't seen this movie in a while, man.
Jeez. I thought I did better than I thought. Man.
You thought I did worse.
That Smilex thing threw me up, man. Smilex, I should have. Oh, well.
I thought I did worse than that.
Yep, you did well. So what you want to do now? You want to go for the other one, or let's just go straight into the wrestling?
Up to you. I'm fine with either.
All right, let me breeze through it quickly then. All right. All right, let's do the questions.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. This is Batman Returns now.
Okay.
Okay, number one. Oh, this one is a true or false. Do Batman, Catwoman, and Penguin have any pets? Yes or no?
Yes.
My answer is yes as well. All right, let's see. Yes. Turns. All right. Question number two. What is Penguin's human name? Oh, I remember that. Is it A, Peter Pan? What was it? B, Tom Banks, C, Oscar Smith, or D, Oswald Cobblepot?
Wow. I think it's Oswald.
That's your
Cobblepot.
Cobblepot?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Well, I know the answer to that question, so we are both right on that one. To spoil the suspense with that one. All right, let's see. Number three. Where is Penguin's hideout? Is it A, in a big house? B, an igloo? C, doesn't have one? Or D, sewer zoo?
Wow. If I remember correctly, it was in the... Isn't it in a sewer?
Yeah, that's my guess. I was going to say igloo, but then when I saw the sewer zoo, I don't remember zoo, but the sewer sounds familiar to me. So I'm going to say, what answer is this? D?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the sewer.
Sewer.
Wait, so a sewer zoo, and then it was an igloo?
Yeah.
Nah, sewer.
Number four, what does Selina Kyle make her Catwoman suit costume out of? A, she doesn't make it, she buys one. B, black leather jacket. C, silk pajamas. Or D, t-shirts and shorts.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think she makes it. Or was it on leather?
They said A, she doesn't make it, she buys one. B, black leather jacket. C, silk pajamas. Or D, T-shirt and shorts.
I'll say she, well, no, then I don't think she'd buy it. I remember her making it. Wow. Man. I'd say she buys it. That's my answer.
What are you saying?
I'll say she buys it.
No, the you mean she doesn't make it, she buys it.
Right. She doesn't make it, she buys it. Like, she buys, maybe she buys, like, the material to make it. Not the actual suit. I'm thinking that's what they mean by that. Maybe buying the materials to make it.
Mm.
No, but then it says that she doesn't make it. So, I think the answer, is the answer saying she buys a full costume? Or she buys the materials?
That's what it sounds like they're saying. Like, she buys the costume. That's what it sounds like they're saying. Honestly, don't remember.
I say she buys it.
I'm picking black leather jacket. It's definitely not a t-shirt and shorts.
No.
That'd be like that'd be a weird leather t-shirt and shorts. But,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say black leather jacket. Number five, honey, I'm home. Oh, I forgot. I'm not married. Who said that? Is it B, Selena Kyle? B, Bruce Wayne, or C, Poodle Lady? I don't know who the heck Poodle Lady is. I couldn't even.
Honey, I'm not home?
Honey, I'm home. Oh, I forgot. I'm not married. That's like something Joker would say, but he's not in the movie.
And who are the choices again?
A, Max Shrek. B, Selena Kyle. C, Bruce Wayne. Or D, Poodle Lady.
I don't remember who D, Poodle Lady is. Maybe that's her?
I don't know. Maybe who the heck this
Poodle
Lady is.
Poodle Lady?
Yes.
Who the other one was? Selena Kyle?
Yeah.
Maybe her? I'll go with Selena Kyle. I don't know who Poodle Woman is and some of these other people. I'll go with Selena Kyle. All
right, you're going with Selena Kyle.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What the hell? You said, Selena Kyle.
Yeah, so I don't know who the other people are.
Number six. Where is the switch to enter the Batcave? Is it A, bookshelf? B, there is no switch? C, Bruce watch? Or D, fish tank?
Wow.
Man, I don't even remember.
Fish tank? Man. I'm leaning towards a fish tank. What are the other choices?
Bookshelf, B, no switch, C, watch, or D, fish tank.
Library, that's Adam West.
Yeah, I know that.
The bookshelf, I should say.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be giving him a homage, though. That's...
The other one was what, a watch?
A watch, or switch, no switch, or fish tank. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm stumped.
I'm going to go with a watch because I'm not even sure. I'll go with the watch.
All right.
What's your answer?
I could see the watch. I could see it being the watch too, but I don't know. Damn. Is it a fish tank? Damn, that's what I'm wondering. Bookshelf is definitely Adam West Batman, 60s Batman.
Yeah.
Sure. There is no switch. I think there has to be a switch. Bruce watch, I could see that happening. I think it might be the fish tank though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say D.
Okay.
Fish seven. What does Catwoman say when she first meets Batman and Penguin? Meow, I'm Catwoman. Hi, boys. She doesn't say anything.
Oh, wow. I could see her saying just meow.
Yeah. I could picture her saying meow or hi, boys. I don't think she's not going to just not say nothing. Catwoman, I don't see her saying that either.
Well, hi, boys.
Damn.
I'm going to go up. I'm going to go with meow.
I think it's meow, too. Hi, boys wouldn't make the most sense. But I think meow. I'm going to say meow because that's my first guess, the first choice. Stick with it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Number 8 is, what time did Bruce and Selina decide to meet for dinner? What the heck? Crap, my thing fell on the floor.
What was that?
Oh, no, my paper fell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, what was I going to say?
So what time did Bruce Wayne and...
Oh, yeah, what time did it... Right, what time did they meet up? Let's see. 6 o'clock, B, no specific time, C, 8:30, or D, 5 o'clock.
Wow. Normally it would be at night. So I go with 8 o'clock. Was that one of the choices?
Oh, no. It's.
I'll go with... Yeah. It could also be 6 o'clock. I'll go 8:30.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Because I was thinking 8 o'clock, too, but then I won't see 8 o'clock as the option. I don't think they're going to be going 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. I think that's a little too early for them.
Yeah.
Let me, was number 8. That was C, 8:30. Let's see. Number 9. Does Penguin take over the Batmobile? Is it A, yes, or B, no?
Takes over the Batmobile.
I don't remember.
I don't remember this either, man. I mean, it's possible it could have happened. I'll say yes, because it's possible he could have just took it, took control of it maybe momentarily.
Yeah, I'm not sure too, but I think it possibly did happen, but I'm not 100% sure though.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Okay. Oh, wow, this is a tough one. Number 10, is Catwoman still alive? Yes or no?
Wow, is Catwoman still alive?
Yes. I think she had like an open-ended thing. I think it seemed like she died. Anybody knows?
Lives.
Yeah, but didn't she have her last life? But didn't she have her last life? I think she.
Wow.
This is tough.
Because I remember in the movie, it doesn't really tell you. It doesn't really. You don't really know if she died or not.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think it seemed like she did die.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, she didn't.
So you're going to say, wait, is she still alive? The answer is yes or no. She's still alive, you say, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. But I'm pretty sure, I think I did see she died, like, at least 9 times or so. That was like her last life, but I think somehow she survived or so.
Mm.
I'm gonna say yes also.
Good.
Okay, yes. All right, now let us tally the stuff. Oh, wait, I forgot this part. She's still alive. Let's see. Hopefully I redeem myself this time. Okay, let's see. The answer is, for number one, does Batman, Catwoman, and Penguin have pets? Yes, they do. We both got that one right, as expected, because we all know Catwoman has a cat.
Right.
And Penguin has penguins.
Right.
What is Penguin's real name? Oswald Cobblepot? Yes, I remember that from the movie itself. So, yep, we got that right.
Okay.
Penguin's hideout, I'm pretty sure it was the sewer. Yep, okay. Now this one's going to be tough. Okay, Catwoman did make it out of a leather jacket. I got that one right.
Oh, okay.
Tiebreaker there. Let's see. Number 5. Oh, shoot. You were right. The answer is, hot, hot, honey, I'm home. Oh, I forgot. I'm not married. Who said that? That was Catwoman, not Max Shrek.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you got that right. We are back even up in this round. Okay, let's see. Fish tank or watch? I think this is going to be deciding. Oh, it was fish tank.
Oh, it was.
Where is the switch? Okay, it was fish tank. Okay, wow. I was getting nervous there. All right, let's see. Number 7. Yep, it is meow. Let's see. We both got that one.
Okay.
Both got the meow. Now, it has to be 8:30. Come on now. It can't be 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was 5 o'clock.
Oh, what the hell?
Okay, here's the answer. Here's the answer. The answer is 5. Bruce said 5, then 6, and then she agreed with 5. What the hell? What, they had to go to sleep at 9:30 or something? Like, what the hell? They have a meeting at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
5 o'clock, man. I guess they had to wait until Disney Afternoon ended on Channel 11 where they had to go out. I'm like, what's that all about? Surprised about that one. Okay, none of us got that one right. Wow. 8:30, wow. Man. Guess they had busy stuff to do. You know, one had to save crime, stop crime, one had to start crime. So I guess that's what they picked somewhere. You know, I should have thought of that. You know what? I should have thought of that. Now that I think about it. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Try to use logic.
Right.
Thank you. Now I come up with the answer, the logic. Come on. Does Penguin take over the Batmobile? We both guessed right for that one. Yes, he did.
Okay.
And number 10, is Catwoman alive? Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, she really does have 9 lives, and unfortunately, only has 1 left.
Oh, I see.
All right. So I scored 8 out of 10. You scored, let's see, what did you score? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So you had 7 out of 10.
Okay.
So won. You got 7 out of 10. You got 7 out of 10. I got 8 out of 10 in this one. So let's see. Let's calculate the score. Overall, 8 plus 4. I had 12. And then you did good on the other one. I think you had, what was it?
5 and 5. Yeah, so
yeah,
about the
5
same. 12 out of 20.
Plus, and then you got, what, 7 here? Oh, yeah, it's 12. 12
out of 20, yeah.
Oh, we both got 12. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we both did our thing.
Yeah.
Collectively. So there you go, folks. And, yep, clock hits noon. So perfect timing. Let's go to to wrestling right now. So, yeah, Undertaker announces his retirement. The Dead Man, you know, he had a 5-part documentary, which I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I'm gonna have to check that one out. You know, he finally hangs it up. You know, his match against AJ Styles at WrestleMania, the Boneyard match, was his last match. It's officially the end of an era, you know?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, they had a tribute for him on, you know, SmackDown. So the debate is Undertaker the greatest superstar in WWE history? What is your thoughts, Max?
I mean, you know, after watching that documentary today, I would say so. I would say he is. You know, look at his resume. You know, with starting with that WrestleMania streak when he was 21-0. You know, the different versions of Undertaker, how he's adapted to each era, his longevity. You know, some of the great matches he's had with Shawn Michaels, Triple H. You know, even going back in his early days, you know, Hulk Hogan, Jake the Snake Roberts. Yeah, I mean, this guy, he's done it all. And he has quite an impressive resume. And, yeah, I would say he is the greatest WWE superstar. Is he the greatest wrestler? No. Superstar, I would say yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that Undertaker is the greatest. He has the greatest character / gimmick in WWE and, quite frankly, of all of wrestling, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, looking at it, thinking about it, you know, I guess you can't argue that. You know, he's the one constant that WWE's had. He's been the only guy you could count on, you know, ever since, you know, Bruno Sammartino retired. You know, Undertaker's been around through all the eras. You know, the Hogan era, the new generation with Bret and Shawn, the Attitude Era with Rock and Austin. You know, the Ruthless Aggression era when you had, you know, people like Booker T. You know, and the WCW and ECW people coming in. You know, and yeah, then of course Cena / PG, and in this current era, Undertaker was always around, man, winning titles. And then, of course, I mean, he did not compile titles, unlike, you know, other people, you know, in, you know, who have like double digit titles. You know, some of the people, you know, I won't say who it is, especially a guy who's married to the boss's daughter. I won't say who his name is, you know. Something with an H. I can't remember the name. But in any case, you know, Undertaker, man, he's won titles. He's, you know, he's been that one constant, man. And then, of course, WrestleMania, being undefeated.
Yep.
For, what, 21-0 before he lost to Brock Lesnar? I mean, this guy, you know, Hell in the Cell matches, you know. Especially the one with Mankind. I mean, this guy, he's done it. He's been through it all, you know.
Yeah. His resume is very impressive. And there's a 20 facts on the dashboard, a clip, which goes through some of his greatest highlights in his career and some facts that we may not be aware of.
Yeah, let's check it out, folks.
With The Undertaker still as talked about and focused on as ever by the WWE Universe in 2020, let's dive in on 20 facts you may not know about the Dead Man. The Undertaker was actually known as Kane before his brother Kane ever was. The Undertaker has main evented WrestleMania 5 times, closing out the show of shows at WrestleManias 13, 24, 26, 33, and most recently in the Boneyard match on night 1 of WrestleMania 36. The Undertaker won the first ever main event in Monday Night Raw history, defeating Damian Demento in 1993. The Undertaker's first ever manager in WWE was actually Brother Love, before Paul Bearer famously became his manager on January 28, 1991. However, that wasn't the first Paul to ever be his second, as Paul Heyman managed the Dead Man during his time as Mean Mark Callis in WCW. The Dead Man's iconic rivalry with Shawn Michaels is well documented, with their first ever pay-per-view match taking place at WWE Ground Zero in September 97. Before facing off against Shane McMahon inside Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania 32, they joined forces to run the corporate ministry in 1999. The Undertaker is the superstar most synonymous with Hell in a Cell, with a record of 8-5 lifetime inside the dreaded structure. The Undertaker has played himself in three movies. Those films? The Flintstones in WWE, Stone Age SmackDown, Scooby-Doo in WWE, Curse of the Speed Demon, and Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania. The Undertaker is primarily known as a singles competitor, but has had 7 reigns as a tag team champion, with his partners being The Rock, Kane, Big Show, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. The Phenom was also the first superstar to ever win the Tuaque Mountain Trophy at WWE Super Showdown against AJ Styles earlier this year. He even had a reign as hardcore champion, defeating Rob Van Dam for the title at Vengeance 2001. The Undertaker won his first WWE Championship against Hulk Hogan at Survivor Series 1991, after a steel chair assist from Ric Flair. The Dead Man later continued his famed WrestleMania undefeated streak against Ric Flair at WrestleMania 18, advancing to 10-0. The Undertaker extended that streak to 21-0 until, as we all know, falling to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. But what you may not know is that the Dead Man was rushed to the hospital immediately after that match. He only repeated opponents 3 times in his WrestleMania career, taking on his brother Kane twice at WrestleManias 14 and 20, Shawn Michaels twice at 25 and 26, and Triple H 3 times at 17, 27, and 28. He is the only superstar in WWE history to have defeated all 4 members of Evolution on the grandest stage of them all. He is also the first superstar to ever enter the Royal Rumble match at number 30 and prevail, winning the All-Star Melee for the first time in 2007. He married former Women's and Divas Champion Michelle McCool in 2010. And he conducted his first ever long-form interview for WWE when he sat down with Stone Cold Steve Austin for the debut episode of Broken Skull Sessions in 2019. So that's our list. What topics do you want to see covered in the future? I'm Ryan Popola, and thanks for watching.
Yeah, man, that end of an era right there, you know.
Yep.
With The Undertaker, man. Yeah, I would have wished he would have fought Sting, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, that was in the cards. You know, Sting was in TNA, you know, and of course WCW before then. And when Sting finally got there, he fought Triple H at WrestleMania. And, you know, Sting unfortunately lost, and then, you know, soon thereafter injured himself against Seth Rollins. So that was the end of that career. But, you know, end of an era. But Undertaker, he leaves the door open, a little bit open, for only one scenario where he might come back. And, you know, here's what he thought, his thoughts about that.
If Vince was in a pinch, would I... You know, would I come back? I guess time only tell there. Case of emergency, break glass, you pull out the Undertaker. I mean, I would have to consider that. Never say never, but at this point in my life and in my career, I have no desire to get back in the ring. I got a pit in my stomach right now. I'm at a point. This time the cowboy really rides away.
Well, there you go. You heard it from the legend, the Phenom himself. You know, unless if there's an emergency, that's the only way you're going to come out. But as we all know, he was planning on retiring, you know, against Roman Reigns, but he felt the match was subpar. by his cape, you know, for his performance, that Roman Reigns performance. So that's what made him keep coming back, and then had the horrible match against Goldberg, and then, of course, the tag team match with DX versus Glee. He got his dream match. You know, he was one to have a great match where, you know, he goes out on top instead of having fans wish he retired like 10 years ago when he was on his prime. But, you know, he got that match with AJ Styles, who many consider the Shawn Michaels of his era, you know. So, you know, good for him. You know, he gets to go out on his terms.
Yeah.
And healthy for the most part. Yeah, you would have thought with that match, you know, that would have opened doors for him to do more cinematic matches like that. But, you know, he's satisfied, so.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's, you know, he's in his 50s, and he's been battling all these injuries, you know, the last several years. But he continues to, you know, perform, you know, to entertain his fans. And he's done a great job at doing that. But at some point, you know, you have to hang up those boots. You know, just like guys like Roy Jones Jr. or Brett Favre and even recently Vince Carter, who were playing, you know, past their prime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point you have to tell yourself, you know, there's no more to prove. You know, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I think Undertaker has finally come to that realization. That, you know, there's nothing else he needs to do. You know, it's pretty much to accomplish everything. So it's time for him to just hang it up.
Now his career and his legacy until his Hall of Fame ceremony, now his career can rest in peace.
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, kudos to Undertaker, man, for thrilling fans for 30 years, man. So, with him, you know, whatever he wants to do as he rides off into the sunset, or rides off, you know, as his, that, you know, as in the, as AJ Styles was lying in, you know, in buried in the dirt.
Yep.
And we never did see AJ Styles again. Too bad, man. I thought he would have been a great Intercontinental Champion against, you know, AJ Styles a few weeks ago, but I guess that didn't happen. You know, but in any case, you know, let's move on to a little recap of Backlash. You know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do the show last week, so I'll just go through it quickly. Apollo Crews, you know, he defeated Andrade and Garza. He's still the United States champion. Of course, you know, he defended his title against Shelton Benjamin. And, you know, I'm loving, you know, this MVP potential faction, you know, with him, Bobby Lashley, and quite possibly Shelton Benjamin. I think it would be a great faction. Or maybe even Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews did win with, you know, grabbing the rope. So there's a little, you know, heelish in him, you know, who knows. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen, that faction. And it, you know, this is going to be like the new Nation of Domination.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Who do you think is going to join it, Shelton Benjamin or Apollo Crews?
Apollo Crews.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Apollo's going to turn. It feels like that's the way that they're leaning towards.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Him and Lashley, yeah, that's going to be fearsome. There's some duo right there.
Yeah.
And even if they could add even more guys, that'd be great.
Hey, they should add Shelton no matter what. Shelton Benjamin, that would be a great guy to have on that group anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Bayley and Sasha Banks, they defeated Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross and the Iconics. And let me see, who won that match? On SmackDown, Nikki Cross, she's going to be the number one contender.
All right, yep.
For the women's title.
Sounds like
the SmackDown women's title.
Oh, yeah, for SmackDown. Well, yeah. Wasn't Charlotte?
Oh, Charlotte got hurt.
Yeah.
So Charlotte's gonna be gone for a while. You know, she lost the title to Io Shirai in NXT in your house.
So much for Charlotte winning it, trying to get the men's title.
Well, hey, you
not
never know.
Happen anytime soon.
When she comes back, you never know. What was I going to say? You never know. Let me see. Oh, well, I guess on related terms, a TNA Impact, they released Tessa Blanchard. And she was their women's champ. Well, actually, their WWE. I mean, their men's champion.
Mm. Wow.
I don't know what the reason was, but it could have been because, you know, she never defended the title ever since the coronavirus. You know, she never reported to compete. So maybe that's why they stripped the title. Not only stripped the title of her, they fired her. So she went out as a champion.
Is that the reason? She wasn't. She wasn't attending?
I think that's the reason, unless there's something else that happened recently that I don't know about, but apparently that seemed like that's the reason why she got stripped of the title.
Wow.
Because she didn't defend the title at all since the coronavirus.
I see.
Let me see, what else was... Well, Sheamus defeated Jeff Hardy. Singles match. Jeff Hardy won yesterday in tribute of Undertaker against who did he fight? I think Baron Corbin. Asuka defeated Nia Jax in a double countout via double countout for the Raw Women's Champion. Braun Strowman defeated Miz and Morrison as expected for the Universal Championship. And it looks like he's going to be facing the old school Bray Wyatt, because Bray Wyatt made a triumphant return last week. You know, so he's going to face the old school Bray Wyatt.
I love that they're bringing back, you know, the swamp Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, me too.
And now Bray Wyatt's going to have all these personalities like Mick Foley had.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking too. Yeah, now he can control all the personality he has at will. And in AEW, Matt Hardy is doing the same thing too. He's version one, broken, Team Extreme Matt Hardy. You know, I think it's a genius idea. Mick Foley is the one that definitely brought to prominence, you know, juggling, being Mankind, Cactus Jack, and Dude Love. And I guess even Santa Claus, if you want to put that in the mix, you know, for rare occasions. But it's a brilliant idea. I've always been a fan of Bray Wyatt's original character, so I think it's a wonderful idea. Even though most likely he'll lose this bout that he's gonna have with Bray Wyatt, which will force him to be the Fiend. But I think it's a great idea for them to do that. Drew McIntyre, as expected, defeated Bobby Lashley because of Lana's interference, and then the following day, Drew McIntyre teamed up with R-Truth to defend his WWE Championship in a tag team match against Bobby Lashley MVP, and of course, Drew is still victorious. And then last but not least, Randy Orton, he defeated Edge, as, you know, we expected it to happen. I didn't get a chance to make my pick, official pick, that was Randy Orton, because I think when I was talking about it, you mentioned something, and then I got sidetracked, and I moved on. But, yeah, as expected, Randy Orton won to even up the series, because, you know, WWE have 50-50 booking.
Weren't they supposed to do something for Randy Orton this past week?
Well, Orton, it looks like he's starting a feud with Big Show again, like it's 2007 or something. So,
right, but weren't they supposed to like do some type of tribute or something for Randy Orton, because they're claiming he might be the greatest wrestler ever? What happened to that?
I don't think I saw that part.
But
yeah, Edge is seriously hurt, so Edge is gonna make a comeback eventually and fight Orton. But yeah, that's basically all the news with WWE I could think of. TNA, I guess we'll go to TNA quickly. They have a two-night event. It's July 1st and July 8th. They have a Firefest event. Yeah, I guess I'll give you the first this Wednesday's preview. Okay, Private Party that has Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn, I should say. They're going to be they have Matt Hardy in their corner. They're going to be battling Santana Ortiz from Jericho's Inner Circle. It's a tag team match. I guess I'm going to pick Private Party, you know, to win, even though Santana and Ortiz are the more, you know, would be the more dominant team. But I'm picking an upset for Private Party to win that with Matt Hardy at their side.
It's tomorrow?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. I guess I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna go with the same.
All right. The Private Party wins there. Then you got Jungle Express, Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, you know, the son of the late great Luke Perry. He's teaming up with Luchasaurus versus MJF and Wardlow. I'm picking MJF and Wardlow to win that match.
I'll do the same again.
Right.
I'll do the same.
All right. So now here is the women's singles match. We got Hikaru Shida, the champion, defending the title against Penelope Ford. This for the women's title. I think
I don't know most of these people that you're mentioning, but I'm gonna say
Yeah, Hikaru Shida, she's been dominant. I mean, I think she only lost this year to Nyla Rose, but then she retained the title back. So, yeah, she's been – I think she's only lost one time this year. So, that's my pick.
I'm going to go with that pick, too.
Unless if Kip Sabian interferes and you know, helps his girlfriend Penelope Ford win, other than that, I think Shida will win. Now, cool. So for the TNA AEW TNT Championship, you have Cody with Arn Anderson at his side versus Jake Hager, formerly known as Jack Swagger. This is a tough.
I'm gonna go with Cody. Cody and who's he teaming with?
No, it's a 1-on-1 matchup. He's a TNT champion, AEW TNT champion. He's facing Jake Hager, formerly known as Jack Swagger.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Cody.
I think Cody's gonna win. I could see Jake Hager winning it, but Cody just won the title a few weeks ago. I don't think they're gonna shock people and make him drop the title this quickly. So yeah, Cody will retain. And then you have the AEW Tag Team Championship. You have Kenny Omega, Adam Page versus Best Friends Chuck Taylor and Trent. I think Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page is gonna retain it.
Kenny Omega and Hangman. I'm going with that. I'm going with their team.
Alright. Let's see.
They're the tag team champs, right?
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I could go through the this was July 8th. So I'm going to see if I could go through this quickly. FTR, they're the Revival that just got cut. They're facing the Young Bucks.
Oh, wait, this is happening July 8th?
No, this one, the one, it's two nights. I finished the July 1st one.
Oh.
Now okay. I'm going to go to the July 8th one quickly. The former Revival, they're now called FTR. They're facing the Young Bucks versus The Butcher and the Blade and the Lucha Brothers. It's an 8-man tag team match. I would say Young Bucks, but I think the Revival just came, so I'm gonna pick the Revival, now known as FTR, to win. But I could definitely see Young Bucks winning this. Colt Cabana with Brody Lee, formerly known as Luke Harper. They're in a tag team match versus SoCal Uncensored that has Christopher Daniels, Frank Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky. I'm gonna pick Colt Cabana and the Dark Order to win.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that pick as well.
All right. Apparently, the former women's champion Nyla Rose is gonna face somebody, but that's gonna be to be announced. So I guess we can't think. Whoever it is, I guess you know she'll win that match. Moving on to Lance Archer, Jake the Snake Roberts is his manager. He's gonna be facing the bad boy Joey Janela. I think Lance Archer will definitely win that one.
Yeah, I'm going Lance too.
All right. Now Chris Jericho, he's gonna be facing Orange Cassidy, who he's had an organic, no pun intended, he's had an organic feud with him because Jericho, he does part-time commentary, and he's always been, criticizing him for months, saying like he don't like his laid-back attitude. Because Orange Cassidy, he wears sunglasses, he wrestles with his hands in his pocket. You know, Jericho, like, guess last week beat him up with a bag of orange juice. So, man, I want to say Jericho, but I could see Orange Cassidy just pulling off an upset for some reason. I would normally say Jericho, but I don't know. I just feel like maybe Orange Cassidy because
I'm gonna go Orange to get revenge.
Yeah, I'm because they had a little face off this Wednesday, and he broke Orange Cassidy's glasses, and Orange Cassidy kind of broke character and got upset and started attacking him. So I think Orange Cassidy is going to pull an upset. I mean, normally I put 9 out of 10, I would pick Jericho, but I think Orange Cassidy needs this one a lot more than Jericho does. Last but not least, you got John Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose, the AEW champion. He's defending Brian Cage, whose manager is Taz. And basically, Brian Cage, man, he's been like Clubber Lane from Rocky III. He's been dominating, especially with Taz in his corner. And John Moxley is the champion. You know, he's trying to fight off this tough competitor who just came to AEW not too long ago.
I'm going Moxley.
I can see this going either way. I think I'm going to say Moxley. It might be too early for them to take the title off him. I say the next time they face each other, Brian Cage will take the title off him. But July 8th, John Moxley will retain the title. So that's AEW, and I guess quickly, since we're going to super overtime, this is easily the longest show we've ever done in the history of Sports Urban Legend. I guess quickly, what's your thoughts with baseball coming back?
Barnum, I don't know.
Who says that, of course.
It's 60 games. Is that going to be enough? I don't think that's going to be enough. And then they're going to have these teams play pretty much interleague almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Yankees are going to start the season against the Nationals.
Yeah, the defending world champions. How many times have we said that before? Never?
It's going to be so weird.
Until this year?
Yeah. It's going to be weird. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it, to be honest.
Universal DH, having a runner in second. What do you think about the runner in second base in extra innings automatically? You like that?
That's stupid.
I think it's dumb. And I've been a critic of the Universal DH, but this one is the dumbest idea ever. Why would you not make someone earn having someone on base? So if the person gives it up, is it automatically an RBI? Yeah. I mean, that's not fair to the reliever. Like, come
that's,
on.
That's dumb.
That don't make no sense. I mean, I'm warming up to the idea of the DH. I wish the DH would have been optional. Like, both the national teams would agree before game if they're gonna play National League rules or American League rules with the DH. If they both can't agree, then it's automatically National League. But
putting a runner in second, you could cost a lot of teams championships like that, man.
For real? So this is gonna be in the playoffs too? No, that's not right. If this is in the playoffs too, that's not fair.
That's dumb. That's the dumbest idea.
They don't even do that in an All-Star game.
Yeah.
Why would they do that in a real game? This is the dumbest. That is the dumbest idea that they've come up in recent years. I haven't liked any of these changes that have been happening these past couple of years. Especially interleague play every day. And again, I've been a supporter of interleague play because I've been a baseball / Mets fan since '99. So it was already in the game already when I started following it. But interleague only works when you're facing against your interleague rival. A team that you have, like, you know, you share a city or your close proximity with each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I mean? Or if, you know, you have like some like a World Series rematch or dream matchup or something like that, it could work in that case. But most chances than not, if it's not in the big cities, I mean, interleague is, you know, not that great if you're not facing a natural rival. But now they make it every day. They took away the beauty, the uniqueness of having interleague for 2 weeks, and then that's it. Now it's every single day. It's you don't even know who you're facing. 1 week you're facing the Dodgers in LA. The next week you're facing Minnesota in at your house. It's like you don't even know what. You don't even know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, this season might be disastrous.
Yeah, and we're not even added the 60 game season, man. Man, all I have to say is, man, I hope to God, man, that Mets can find a way to win the championship because the odds are always against them, and the odds are against them now. But the DH, you know, Mets benefits from having a DH. You know, the Braves and Nationals as well. You know, they got some veterans on their team, so they could, you know, they need that DH as well. But, man, we'll see what happens, man. And then the Yankees, man, with their bullpen and, of course, their offense, man, this could be in their favor too. This is definitely in their favor.
Could be,
you know?
But then again, you know.
Because everybody's picking a Dodger-Yankee World Series, you know.
It could be, you know, short schedule. I mean, the season starting so late, it's definitely helped some of our guys get healthier,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that aspect.
Now,
but
now Stanton and George are going to be ready for opening day. And on the Mets side, Cespedes is going to be ready. You know?
Wow, yeah. Cespedes has been busy riding cattles, fighting with cattles.
But yeah, that's gonna be interesting. The season should start around July 25, around that time, July 23rd to 25 or so. So that's gonna be interesting. The MLB, NBA side, they're gonna start the season soon. They're gonna restart the season. Of course, the Knicks have the biggest move they made is that they finally hired Worldwide West, who's been, you know, influencer in the NBA for a while. You know, he's been friends with Leon Rose. They work with each other in CAA. He's been friends with Jordan, LeBron, and everybody in between, Jay-Z. Like, you know, this guy, you know, hopefully he will, you know, he'll help the Knicks, you know, get some star players. But I'll believe it when I see it. Stephon Marbury doesn't like the move. You know, who else isn't Rasheed Wallace? I think he felt like they should have got somebody who has experience or so. But for the most part, everybody loves the move of them hiring a guy who's, you know, friends with everybody in the league. They think that they could lure somebody to come to the Knicks, whether it's a star head coach, you know, whether it's Thibodeau or Jason Kidd, you know, future Hall of Fame player, you know, to come to coach the Knicks, or get the Greek Freak, you know, to come to New York or whatever, you know, but I'll believe when I see it. What's your thoughts?
We'll see, you know, because the Knicks, I can't trust any move that they make right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just let Alonzo Trier go. And I thought that guy, you know, was a talented player. Even though, you know, he can't play defense, this guy off the bench, he could really help you offensively. And now you let him go and pick up this other no-name guy who I've never heard of. I mean,
yep.
Moves like this just frustrates me with the Knicks, you know. I'm not paying attention to any off-season moves that they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear you.
And their season's over. It's not like they're going to be playing when the season resumes, you know. There's nothing to watch.
The only thing I like about the Knicks that they've done is that they've hired, you know, for the most part, they've hired people who have experience. I mean, with the exception of Worldwide West, who has drafting experience in the league.
Right.
But time will tell. Lastly, the Rangers, they had the NHL draft, but they had an NHL draft just to determine that they don't know who's going to win the number one draft.
What?
Yeah. Depending on who wins in the playoff or not, it determines who gets the number one pick.
Okay.
They literally had a draft They literally had a whole draft to reveal that the winner of the draft is undetermined. So Rangers have a chance potentially to win the Stanley Cup, I doubt it, but I'm hoping for that. Or they could potentially win the lottery. Like, I mean, it's just a weird WWE type scenario. But, you know, anything you'd like to say as we wrap up?
Well, no, enjoy July 4th for you guys out there. And, come back here, listen to Sports or Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
You're the guy. Check out Sports of the Legend every Saturday at 11. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports of the Legend TV. He's more calling Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. And enjoy the 4th of July.